have your Bibles. Tonight we've heard music that draws us to a manger. It draws us to a person. And that person is Jesus. From beautiful music, beautiful worship, beautiful words, introducing it, connecting it to Scripture, we've been reminded of the prophecy that foretold of Jesus' arrival. But long before the world was, Jesus was. Open your Bibles to John 1. John chapter 1. The Scriptures will also be on the screen. John chapter 1, verse 1. We could have the lights come up so people can see their Bibles. That would be helpful. Thank you, sir. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Go to verse number 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Go to verse 29. As John the baptizer gets ready to baptize, he looks up. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. When we come to Christmas time and we sing those songs of the Nativity, what we're saying is, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. You can go to just about any store and hear these songs and many others, and some you don't want to hear, but songs with these lyrics being sung, and you can easily point people to Christ simply by pointing to the words of those songs. He gave us a gift. And so because of that gift Himself, He is worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of our lives. Those who receive this gift receive eternal life, the power to live victorious over sin, peace in troubled times, peace beyond all understanding, and the boldness to take that light into the darkest corners of our world. Jesus, when He came as the light into this dark world, came as Emmanuel, God with us. He was 100% God. He was 100% man. As God, He was the only one who could pay the debt. He's the only one who could live a perfect sinless life. But it was man who fell. And so only a man could pay that debt. Meaning only Christ is the one. Born of a virgin. God's only begotten Son. Sent to die for you and for me. So while we sing of the long-expected Jesus, the reason He came to live was so that He could die for us. A sacrificial death on the cross. His blood was the payment for our sin. He took on Himself what we deserve, being separated from God forever. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. But then, 3 days later, He raised from the dead. So death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? He was seen by hundreds of witnesses in His resurrected body. Before He ascended, He gave a charge to His disciples to tell the world this news, this great news that He is alive. To go and baptize those who would believe, and then give instruction on what it means to be a Christian. We still do this today. He reminded them as He left that He is coming again. And Dr. Barber reminds us every Sunday morning, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. We've shared with you this good news. We've shared with you the light that Jesus did come and he is alive. What will you do with that light? Will you believe it? We can talk about what this gift means to us, but unless you experience it and know it for yourself, you will continue in darkness and not realize that the answers you are looking for are sung every Christmas in the carols. The song of our longing for Jesus will remain just words until you believe in the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, who came to take away the sin of the world, to take away your sin. The carols we sang told the beautiful narrative of the Nativity, Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, born to bring life, to reconcile us to God, offer peace. As we repeat these songs, as you will continue to sing them throughout this season, be sure it is not a fairy tale. It is not up on a housetop, click, click, click. Amen. No, it's Jesus, the long-awaited Savior, had come, and he has come, and he's coming again. Amen. It is his story, and it can be your story. Those of you who have received this gift know it as your story. These songs that we have sung, the songs that you'll hear, use them as conversations to start with your neighbors and your family and your friends and strangers as you're going down the aisle at the store. Hey, do you know what this song means? Maybe you hear one of the songs we gave history of tonight. Maybe it's another song. Point people to Christ. That's the reason for the light. Not to hide it under a bushel. All the kids, my little girls know that. No! I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. There's good news. Jesus was born. And here's why it's important. If you have no manger, you have no cross. You have no resurrection from the dead. And we have no hope. But you do have a manger. God did come as man, and he made a way. Why was it important? Why did he need to come and save us? John 3:16-21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is what condemns you, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. My friend, when the light comes to you, as it comes to you tonight and as it came this morning, what do you do with that light? Are you turning it away? Has the light come and you've comprehended it not? You don't even realize what these carols are about? If you're uncomfortable in the darkness you're in, step into the light. Receive Christ as your Savior. What you do with Jesus is the difference. Tonight, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've never received the gift that he gave on the cross for you, I invite you to receive the most important Christmas gift you could receive this year or in your life. Christ's gift of love, redemption, and eternal life. Being reconciled to God, being forgiven of your sin, and spending eternity with him. Let's all stand as we pray, go into a time of invitation. Believer, share the light. Unbeliever, receive it. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. We know the definition of love because you first loved us, that you would come, humble yourself, become a man, become one of us, so that we might have eternal life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your love. Help us not to hide the light that you've given us. Lord, we would shine brightly this Christmas season and all through our lives. Lord, we would be faithful to share the gospel. If there's someone here tonight visiting or who has just been living the part, that it would no longer just be words, but they would receive you and receive your gift for themselves. In Jesus' name we pray.